A Latin School of Chicago student took his own life earlier this year after being bullied by classmates. His parents say their son would still be alive today if not for a toxic culture at the school and a disregard for its own anti-bullying policies and state law. They're suing the school in hopes of preventing future incidents. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Nate Bronstein's parents constantly replay the weeks leading up to their son's suicide in January and how things could have gone differently. His mother, Rose Bronstein, describes her son as easygoing and quick to make friends. But the 15-year-old's behavior changed after he transferred to the elite private Latin School of Chicago last fall. For months, he endured bullying from students.
He had received an obscene Snapchat message. He was attacked, hazed, targeted, and threatened with physical violence over a text thread.
Bronstein had been in communication with Latin about Nate's withdrawn behavior at home. The family got him independent counseling and even planned to transfer him back to his previous school. In December, Nate met with a dean to report cyberbullying. The bullying continued over winter break, but Rob Bronstein, Nate's father, says the family was not told about that meeting and the additional cyberbullying until after Nate's death.
The only day worse than January 13th when he took his life was just the kick in the gut, just knowing how we'd been betrayed by the school, how they had had this information, and they had thought only about themselves and protecting themselves and their reputations and these connected kids who took part in this.
The family this week sued Latin, some staff, and the parents of several students who allegedly bullied Nate at the Gold Coast School. They say their goal is to break a culture in Latin that allows bullying to go unchecked. Illinois requires schools to investigate within 10 days of a bullying report and inform the parents. But the Bronsteins say that didn't happen. Latin wouldn't comment on their son's case specifically. The Bronsteins say the law wasn't followed because Latin wanted to protect its prestigious reputation and deflect negative attention away from influential families accused of bullying.
I have had so many people reach out to me to tell me that they have experienced bullying at Latin and their voices were never heard. And what is so ironic to me and so perplexing is the bullies get to stay and the victims leave.
Latin says allegations of wrongdoing by school officials in the lawsuit are inaccurate and misplaced. It says staff put students' interests first, quote, as they did in this instance. It said the school community is grieving and wishes the family healing. In an email to the school community this week, the school also said that reports of bullying are immediately addressed. Colleen Cicchetti with Lurie Children's Hospital says though strong anti-bullying laws have been around for years, it's about schools following through, especially with an increase of anxiety and depression in kids right now.
We've got a confluence of social isolation, fewer social skills, kids re-entering back into school settings when they've been in the safety of their home. The current mental health challenges are, you know, multifaceted, multifactorial.
With social media and technology, she says bullying can be constant and relentless. Samir Hinduja, co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Center, says it's not just about the anti-bullying policies, but what schools are doing to make everyone feel welcomed.
And what we find in our research is that not only does a positive school climate lead to higher academic achievement and lower truancy and higher morale, but it also is tied specifically to bullying and cyberbullying.
Latin said it has policies in place to prevent bullying, including expectations that students treat each other with respect and courtesy, both online and in person. The Bronsteins expect a lengthy and painful legal process. They say any damages awarded will go to anti-bullying organizations.
We're committed to really investing as long as it takes to get to the bottom of what happened, to hold people accountable, to see to it that it doesn't happen again.
And to get justice for our child. He didn't deserve to be treated the way that he was.
Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.